Could you please give me your name, age, and your hometown?
Well, I'm Joe Lawley. I was from the rural area of Todd County, Littleburg. I'm 82 years old now. I was with the 752 Field Artillery Battalion. We were 9th Corps Artillery. We served under General George Patton. We landed at Utah Beach and wound up when the war ended in Czechoslovakia.
Before I start asking you different questions, maybe you could share the story that you were starting to tell earlier.
Well, I carried the radio up and dug a hole out for the observer, and then I went and did guard duty for the observer. The tanks and the Rommel's elite troops come out from everywhere. The artillery and the P-47s played a big game in defeating Rommel there. It was about 4 in the afternoon, and Captain come by there from a tank outfit and said they were pulling back, and so we left. There was more burning tanks than I ever seen. There'll never be another tank battle like that one again, nor will there ever be all of the airplanes. Airplanes come over by the thousands day, one big bunch right after the other. And when they got to where we were on the ground, that's when they run into the German fire. And you could yet see them when they'd get hit. But that airplane would fall out, but they never moved over. They just kept it going and left that empty spot. And we got to see some fighter planes, dogfights, and but I don't think we'll ever see that many airplanes in the air at one time either.
You mentioned you landed at Utah Beach, is that
Yeah.
correct? Can you tell us about that? What was that like for you?
One of the landing craft hit a mine, so we had to set out and wait for the minesweepers to come along. So it made it, the tide was going out instead of coming in. So they dumped us out in pretty deep water. Everybody made it to shore with their howitzers and everything. Got a lot wetter than I thought I would. There was already a large beachhead there. We got into the worst fighting over around St. Lo. But see, we didn't get there till August, so there, June, July.
Okay, so you landed there after D-Day.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't actually on
Oh,
D-Day.
no. No, they kept running us up and down England. We were set on the docks down at Liverpool, and then we'd go up to Wales, and they had all these dummies, guns and stuff up at Wales. We'd be there a day or two, and then we'd go back down to the dock, but we never did load our stuff. In the middle of the night, then we'd move back up to Wales. I guess it was supposed to keep Hitler off base, because it evidently worked.
Did you enlist or were you drafted or how did you get in?
No, I enlisted when I was 18. I requested to go. I had two older brothers already in, so.
Is that why you wanted to go?
Oh, I don't know. I was just a farm kid.
When you think about World War II and your experience, what stands out the most for you in your mind?
Oh, I definitely feel that there's too much cruelty in the world, even today. We'll never win another war the way we do now. We went right after the German people, not the German soldier, but the German people took it on the nose, and that's why we won. We won't win in Iraq or them other places. The civilians are the ones that's going to change the government. Probably the biggest weapon they have is fear. Those people that were at them Dachau concentration camps, they lived there. But when we got within 15 miles of there, you could smell it. They said they didn't know it was there. That's what fear will do.
What did you believe you were fighting for? What did you think about? What was at stake there for the country?
Was definitely to get rid of Hitler. No question about it. I didn't want to do the goose step.
When you mentioned Dachau, did you go to that camp?
Everybody in our gun crew had to pull a 4-hour shift to guard on the German soldiers burying them. And then Eisenhower gave each one of us a little packet of pictures from there. It was well documented.
How did that affect you when you saw
Well,
that?
that's what the German SS was cruel to beyond most people's comprehension. They put the fear in everybody as far as the German people went.
And how old were you? I mean, you were just probably 19 or 20 when you saw this.
I was 19. Yeah, I would come home and was still only 20. I couldn't buy a beer.
I'm wondering, how did that change how you saw, you said you saw the cruelty of that, and how did that change you know, as a person to see that kind of thing at a young age?
It took over 50 years for me to give over, to quit hating the German. I seen a German tank shoot a soldier's legs out from under him, and instead of shooting him again, he was out there crawling in the grass, and they run over him, And it was over 50 years before I ever, and it took a lot of thinking, because we had just finished destroying two German tanks, and them would have been friends of the ones that run over him. That was the logic finally, but it took a long time. I wouldn't have felt that way if they hadn't run over him.
When you were fighting the war, did you know where you were most of the time, or did it feel chaotic? What was that experience like?
When you were at the gun crew, it was like a thrashing crew. You put the shell in and fired it when they were told to. And until you carried the radio or went up where the shells were going off, it was like a thrashing crew. And the ladies back home that made our ammunition are the ones that get the credit. I never fired a shell that didn't go bang. I never run out of anything. I don't think the people at home that made all the guns and the shells and got enough credit. I still don't, because I wouldn't be alive if it hadn't been for some slave labor guy that didn't put it all together, because we had a shell light right there. And we were, all 13 guys was out there cleaning the gun. It hit in the mud and laid there, and I finally put a rope around it and drug it away. But you could lay in the foxhole at night and the German shell squealed, and you would hear them squeal, but they never went bang.
Was that because they were duds?
Yeah, they were turned out duds. A lot of that slave labor didn't put it all together.
Was there a sense that you had that the whole American country was kind of fighting this war together, even the ones at home?
Oh, definitely. There's 14 kids in my family, and we had gas rationing, tire rationing, all of that. They took it to heart, raised a lot of garden and stuff, but when it come to sugar and that, if one of the neighbors, you know, they were old people and they had taken, donate sugar to them. No, it was at our house. There's was 10, 11 boys. We've all served in the Army except two, and one of them broke his leg after he won a party when he was drafted in the Korean War, and the other one has abscessed ears to where he can't hear, and there's four of them are already dead.
Sounds like your whole family was part of the war.
Oh yeah, I have three children. Two boys served their 20 years in the Air Force. The daughter works at Fort Harrison for the VA. Both boys are retired. Well, my daughter is too now.
Did your experience in the war, being artillery gunner and seeing what you saw, did that affect the rest of your life in terms of what you decided to do when you got back here to the United States after?
Oh, no. When I come home, I spent 2 years before I ever got married, and we'll be married 60 years this 1st of November.
So that experience in the war didn't change what you decided to do with your life when you got home?
No. The only thing the war has done is I don't take pain pills. They give me nightmares, but I don't take any.
After the war was over, was it possible to put those experiences behind you, or did they keep coming?
Oh, no. I never had any problem with getting over the war.
And why do you think that was? How did you do that? Get over it? I mean, how did you cope?
Oh, I was busy. I worked on a ranch for 25 years, and I couldn't do it anymore. Then I went to work for the school, which is a good therapy. When you got to compete with these kids, they'll test you every day.
What do you want us to remember about World War II? The people who didn't go through it.
Freedom isn't free, and you have to look out for dictators and tyrants in our world today. I don't think we all have to be a democracy. We have to be alert to what the rest of the world is doing.
Yeah, you saw firsthand the horrible things people experienced in when they were living with a dictator.
Like I said, fear is a great weapon. German SS used it, and Hitler. Schindler, and he was responsible for killing all those Jews, and the country was lucky, because when Hitler took France, if he had known England was so ill-prepared, he could have took England just as easily, but they didn't know that.
Joe, thank you very much for sharing.